quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Everybody, it's that time again, Sports Overnight America. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio station, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, SMSN in the state of Indiana. Art Source at 128 years of age is with us. Laura Snoke, attorney with us. Mark Mancini, a grandpa, Mark Mancini with us. And very interesting book. Rob Ware has written it. Seven Swings at Seven, Mickey Mantle, Legend and Victim of American Culture. Summer Games book published it, and you get it at Amazon.com. Major bookstores everywhere. And Barron Sports Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show. And so much is happening in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. Friday morning, the Mets make a change. Carlos Mendoza canned. Like it's his fault they made the trades in the offseason. It's his fault that I can hit David Peterson. It's his fault that they spent $700 million over 15 years for Juan Soto. It's not his fault, but he's canned anyways. Major League Baseball, the owners have done it again as part of the new deal. Of course, the players will never sign it. Their intent, only extend free agency 5 years. I just indicated guys like Soto have gotten 10 and 15 years. MLB, of course, they're going to get a no from the players, so we're going to have a lockout most likely next season. They want a five-year limit on free agency. Your thoughts, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So much to talk about in the NBA, two major trades. I don't know what's going on with the Ball family, but Lamar's lost his wife. She has left the house. And of course, his son traded to Minnesota. Bad week for Lamar Ball. And what else can we talk? Oh, Darren Peterson, second pick by the Jazz. I think that's a very questionable pick. How many games did he miss for Kansas? Good pick, I think, as far as Clippers are concerned. Wagler from Illinois. Saw him against UCLA a couple times. Very talented player. You're talented listening to this show, Sports Overnight America, back right after this.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
This report is sponsored by IBM. As AI transforms how work gets done, a new IBM CEO study finds success will depend on how quickly organizations redesign their workforce. CEOs agree people are the priority. 83% of CEOs say AI success depends more on people's adoption than the technology. But many organizations are still struggling to redesign roles, build new skills, and rethink how teams collaborate. This gap is already showing up in the workplace. CEOs say only 25% of employees are using AI as part of their jobs, even though 86% believe their workforce have the skills to collaborate with AI. Looking ahead, CEOs expect the impact on jobs to accelerate. By 2028, 29% of employees may need reskilling for different roles, while 59% will likely require upskilling to perform their current roles more effectively. The findings suggest the real challenge isn't just adopting AI, it's aligning jobs, skills, and ways of working with the speed of AI transformation. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos to stylish shoes and more, plus 20% off across the store, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles. Offer ends June 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
The burrito is fire.
Hi, this is Maya.
And I'm Antonio. And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito
is that it fuels our morning.
It's the full package.
You have the chicken, you have the eggs, and then you add these hash browns for a nice little crunch.
The chicken's always nice. It's crispy, it's juicy. And the cheeses, they melt together in a beautiful way.
And it gives me energy. It's perfect.
Order the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. So much is happening in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. Friday morning, Carlos Mendoza got canned by the Mets like it's his fault. I don't think it's his fault. Art, do you think it was Mendoza's fault, or do you think management blew it?
I was never a big fan of the David Stern situation. I think he was a great athlete. He was wonderful in New York for the Mets for many years. But, when you have the second largest payroll in baseball and you go out and you spend $750 million for a guy like Soto, who really doesn't hustle that much in the first place, I think Mendoza was more of a scapegoat. And I really think what the plan is Andy Green's going to be the interim manager until they can get Cora, who they really love, to come to New York. And that's what I think the owner, Cohen, really wants to do, Fred. And maybe he's kind of wanted that for a long time.
Laura, your comments, Carlos Mendoza getting fired by the New York Mets.
Yeah, I think there's sort of too much blame put on the coaches. I mean, or the manager in this case. I mean, I don't know, when teams don't play up to their potential, I mean, there's so many different reasons, and it always seems to, like Fred, like Art said, put it on the manager, and they become a scapegoat. Sort of, it happens a lot in professional sports, but I don't think it's justified.
And Laura, one of the things is he was in the National League Championship Series just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Did he forget how to manage somehow?
What have you done for me, in the last 5 minutes, right?
There you go. What have you done?
Was it his fault Lindor got hurt? I don't think it was his fault. Mark, maybe you disagree. Your comments.
Well, I always believe, I talk it over with some people, and they said, these guys have an expiration date, and his expiration date came up. I mean, that's the way you got to look at it, especially with that big payroll in New York. If you're not winning, they're going to point blame. And, when you have games where you're blowing, five, six run leads, you as a manager got to know who to put in them situations. So I think some of the blame has to be put on him to a certain extent. We've lost it. We've seen Vitello in San Francisco. We've seen this guy. You got to at least have the Jim Leland approach to corral those guys in spring training and go, hey, guys, we got to get it on this, type of attitude here.
And Mark, I got to tell you, I've been watching baseball for 60 years. The fundamentals of the game of Major League Baseball are lacking. They really are. Yeah. Pitchers forget to cover first base. Nobody hits a cutoff man. Oh, what is a cutoff man? Can you get the runner from second to third with nobody out to put him in scoring position? These are little things that add up.
Or the lost art of bunting, which
there you go.
Used to be.
Thank you, Fred.
I mean, bunting was such a beautiful play. And you know,
Murray Wilson, he was unbelievable.
Fred, he's 60 yep. years watching baseball and 60 years with Jackie.
Yeah, you know, something happened. Funny. Something happened this week that I don't think ever has happened in the history of Major League Baseball. The Phillies at Washington, three times consecutive ninth innings, they scored 5, 5, and 5, 15 runs in the three games, and they come back to win all three. The Nationals, the relief corps, not too solid, but still watching that, I was astounded. Art, did you ever see anything close to that? 15 runs in the ninth inning, well, three consecutive.
The Tuesday night game actually won me a 14 parlay, and I wasn't even aware of how it happened. Because I had turned the game on and they were losing in the ninth inning, and I figured, oh, there it is. I won the other three, and I woke up, and they had come back with like 8 runs in the last inning and with 2 outs.
And
I said, oh, my God. And then they did it again and again. It was crazy.
Laura, any comments?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's like, as Yogi said, it's not over till it's over.
Laura, last week we didn't have time to talk about this. Let's talk about the Ohtani rule. Now, we know part of it, but we don't know all of it. And last week, on a Wednesday, Ohtani pitched, but he was not in the batting lineup. All right, so they take him out of the game, and he pinch hits. But then, of course, the Dodgers lose their DH the rest of the way. Laura, any comments about the Ohtani rule? Can anybody figure that out?
I think they're making it up as we go along, it seems, you know. I mean, I actually read the rules, and I couldn't decipher that solution.
Whatever you want to call that language that they write it in. It's like legalese. Oh, okay.
No, but I'm a lawyer, and I couldn't figure it out. And I read the Internal Revenue Code, which is probably the most difficult statutes to read, and the baseball code is not that hard, but they really didn't have a solution to that issue. And this issue, this where they lose their DH, I mean, that wasn't part. I don't know where they got that, to be honest, because I mean,
and the other part of it, Mark, the other part of it that I find fascinating is when he's pitching. And then he has to come right up to it batting because he's a leadoff hitter. I mean, that is really complex. I mean, you're out there, you're going full speed as a pitcher. Then you got to get your batting helmet on, get your gloves on, and you're the leadoff hitter. It's like crazy.
And then he hits a home run.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, when you look at it, you know, he could be the poster boy for Major League Baseball. I know Lionel Messi is the poster boy for FIFA.
I know that Ohtani's gotten more than 3 million votes as we speak. He leads the world as far as all-star votes. Who's going to start? It's going to be interesting. It's in Philadelphia, of course, in a couple of weeks. Sanchez might get the shot. But, of course, if he pitches Saturday or Sunday before the Tuesday game, they're going a different direction. So I don't know how you can figure out who might get that start. So many National League hurlers doing so well.
You got a lot of good pitchers out there, Fred.
But Sanchez would probably get it if he pitches, let's say, on Friday. He'd probably get it.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, but, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And how about those Phillies? I mean,
how about those
for them Phillies? To, you know, we talked about Mendoza getting fired. I mean, they've come on really strong under Don Mattingly. And I think that's a veteran ball club that just needed a steady guiding hand like a Don Mattingly. I think it's a well-structured organization. And, you know, if Wheeler continues to do what he does and Nola comes along, you know, I looked at the odds the other day and, you know, they're 16-1 to win the World Series. And I can envision the Dodgers and Phillies in the National League Championship Series. I really can.
Yeah, they really turned their season around when they changed their
round. You really think there's going to be a season after the regular season? I'm praying.
I'm a baseball fan.
I
know there's a lot of stuff going on, Mark, with this collective bargaining agreement. But I mean, if they do this, much like Rob will talk about later, you know, I think baseball's going to be in big trouble if they strike before the playoffs. I think a lot of people will take that in a very negative light.
Well, Freeman has been, you know, adamant, and the players have been adamant about it. So they got the leverage. If you're going to beat the owners, I mean, this would be the time to do it.
I don't think it'll happen. I think it'll happen next season. At this point, I'm blaming the owners. I don't think you can.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you can
change. We're all in agreement on that one.
I don't think you can change the rules totally. 15-year free agency now down to five. You know that they're going to say no to that. And of course, the dollars figures are insane because Dodgers spending more than $400 to $500 million. They want them down to $274 million. There's no way they're $324 million. There's no way they can get down. Yeah.
You know, the owners, I used to, and as part of my career, I used to mediate disputes, and the owner's position, it reminds me when I would enter into a settlement conference and one side was just so unreasonable. And I would take the lawyer out of the room and I'd say, you know, are you serious? Do you want to settle this case? If not, we should all go home, because you know, they're not going to even come close to accepting any of these either demands or and that kind of makes me, that reminds me of the owner's position, because they know the players are not going to accept their position. And it's so far out in the, in outer space that, you know, I don't know if there's a room for negotiation.
Did you guys get a chance to watch CNBC this morning when they talked about the cartels that are actually, you know, soccer teams, the Dodgers, the Knicks, how all these big owners, like the owner of the Rams also owns, you know, the Colorado Avalanche, and the amount of money that the franchises are making in terms of the cost of the franchises, they've gone up 30% in the last 4 years. I mean, unbelievable, billions and billions of dollars. And at what point in time, you know, like we've talked about many times on Sports Overnight America, when is this greed thing going to kind of settle down?
All right, Fox TV, nationally, $2 million for a 30-second spot.
Wow.
At the World Cup. Get that again, folks. $2 million every time they run a 30-second spot. Mark, you have any thoughts about that?
Let me tell you, you know, my father-in-law got me into soccer a long time ago. It has transformed into a monster right now. $2 million. I mean, I don't understand it. There was the cheapest ticket to go watch the U.S. play was $1,300. Who's got the money? Unless you're dropping the plastic and paying in 30 days.
You know what, though? I want to give a shout out to my city, because everywhere you go, there are gigantic screens and block parties and watch parties that are free for everybody to watch. I went to the Music Center last night. And those, for those of you who know, there's like a pavilion in between the two big
Dorothy Chandler,
and there was this huge soccer screen, that had the soccer game on, and there was a bar set up, and there was food and tables, and basically, if you could pay to park downtown, $10.
Take the metro.
$10, or you could take the metro, right, for like $1.50 or whatever.
Maybe. All right, let's take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. And later, we'll talk to Rob Ware, author of Seven Swings at Seven, Summer Game Books, Amazon.com. But right now, it's Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia. But before we start, Art's 128 years of age, as you know.
28.
So it's very tough in the middle of night, Art, to answer these questions and discuss sports. So, Art, what do you take, legal medicinal product that makes you stay up and answer these questions most of the time correctly?
Well, it's the professional version, the professional formula of Prevagen. And it's been fantastic for me over the years. I love it. I swear by it. And, of course, I also get by on the great wings at the Horn Pub. And the Horn Pub is an exciting opportunity, friends. If you want to get into a franchise and have a place where the community can go, have great times with their families, sports TV, a tavern, I want you to get in contact with Jim at info@hornpubpa.com, info@hornpubpa.com, and set your future. It's a great idea and a great concept, and it'll really make things great for you.
All right, that's Art's conversation. Now let's play a Barron Sports Trivia. And Laura, you're number one because you love sports trivia so much, and later you can have a question for us, but right now we're going to have a question for you. Are you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
Most home runs by a present-day player in the major leagues as of the minute, career home runs. Most home runs by a player still playing, modern-day player. Most home runs right now in his career. Who might that be?
I don't know. Give me a hint. I need hints.
Went to high school in Southern California.
Mike Trout?
Yep.
Mike Trout went to high school in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought you said he was playing.
I think I might know this.
Okay.
I think I might know it too.
Mark,
especially
Mark,
if you went to Foothill High School.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark, you might know this. Who is it?
Aaron Judge.
He's third or fourth. He's not the winner. He's not the leader. Art, who might it be?
I think it's Freddie Freeman.
Not Freddie Freeman.
Let me give you a hint.
Freddie Freeman has the most doubles. Okay.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is.
Okay, let's throw this one out here.
I know that.
This guy started in Florida. Now, of course, well, with the Yankees. Who might this be?
Don Carlos Stanton. Paul
Goldschmidt.
You know what his name was before?
John Carlos Stanton.
What was his name before?
Oh, gosh. I think I – oh, Mike – not Michael.
Whereabouts in California is he from?
No, he went to Notre Dame High School, Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, right here. Mark thinks he doesn't know his original first name. Art, what was his original first name?
I thought it was Giancarlo.
Leroy. When he came up, it was Mike Stanton. So, Art, Mark, you all.
Mike Stanton. Okay. Do you remember Leroy Stanton who played for the Angels?
I'm not that old. You are. Folks, you can email us.
Hey, stop ringing all these past
sportsfred at AOL.com.
Leroy.
Sportsfred at AOL.com. Let's see. How about the most wins by a present-day pitcher at 266? Mark, most wins by a present-day pitcher, 266 career victories.
Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton, well, he's not playing.
Oh, well,
he was pitching this year.
He was pitching in the world in the
minor detail.
I love you, Mark. You're amazing.
I know. Sometimes I amaze myself.
Art, who might it be? Present day pitcher, most victory.
Oh my God! I was looking at this. I'm going to have to go with Chris Sale of the Braves.
Chris Sale of the Braves. He's injured all the time, though. You don't really think.
I know, but then I thought about that right as I said it, but.
Garrett Cole?
Give us a hit, Fred.
Garrett Cole.
Detroit Tiger.
Oh, Justin Verlander.
266 major league wins. And
I was actually going to say Verlander.
We're going to give her that. And then Laura got it right.
You robbed me of my one in a million chance to get this right, Mark.
All right. So, if you have a question ready to go, you get back at Fred right now.
Laura. I was thinking of his wife.
My question is, who has the record for the most home runs in the World Series?
I know that. I'm going to tell you. With the guy that we're going to talk about on the show later on, Mickey Mantle.
Terry Pendleton?
It was Duke Snyder at 11 a long, long time ago.
It's 18.
Once again, the Prevagen worked.
Wow.
Mickey Mantle.
The great Mickey Mantle. And later again, we'll be talking to Rob Ware, Seven Swings at Seven. Mickey Mantle, legend and victim of American culture. Let's go back to Barron's Sports Trivia. All right. I watched, what did I watch? This player for USC and the Rams and your Pittsburgh Steelers ended up an actor, played Tarzan. Who might that have been?
Roy Polamalu.
He played Tarzan?
He did.
Art, you're old enough to remember this. Come on.
Oh, my God. He was an give me the question again, Fred.
He played in Smokey and the Bandit with Burt Reynolds and Sally Fields. But before that, he played Tarzan. He played linebacker at USC in the late 50s, went to the Rams, then went to the Steelers. Art, you should know that because you're a former Ram player.
I got him on the tip of my tongue. Green. Right in the Prevagen is letting me down.
Kevin Green.
Oh, my God. I remember the scene with Jackie Gleason. Where
yes.
They're,
yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. I can
Not
see
Kevin
it.
Kevin Green?
Bruce, was his last name Bruce or something?
Mike Henry.
Mike there it Henry. Is. Mike Henry. You're out. Is that right?
Roy Polamalu.
Yeah, got us on that one, Fred.
What did you think of? I like Smokey and the Bandit. I hadn't seen it in about 20 years. Saw it last night. I thought it was really good. Sally Field really loved Burt Reynolds, and he wouldn't marry her. So it was like, he married a lot of people, but he didn't marry Sally Field.
How many marriages did
you? You know that I got to caddy. I got to caddy for Jackie Gleason at the old Bob Hope Desert Classic.
Wow!
And I gotta tell you. It was one of the greatest times I ever had, because in those days it was a 5-day tournament, Wednesday through Sunday, and I swear to God, my sides, my ribs were sore from laughing for 5 consecutive days. We were at Dinah Shore's house at a party. I was 19 years old.
Dinah Shore.
Right? And Jackie Gleason had 4 cigarettes going at one time. Okay, I mean, he was like going, playing pool, having a great time. Sinatra said, "Where'd you learn how to play pool like that?" He goes, "I've been a hustler my whole life."
Wow.
Jackie Gleason, one of the funniest guys I've ever seen on television or in the movies. Folks, you can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. One more Barron Sports Trivia question. We'll go to Laura with this one. Donovan Dent played 1 year at UCLA. As a senior, where'd he go to school his first 3 years? Donovan Dent, the fine guard from UCLA and from Southern California. Where'd he play his first 3 years, Laura Snoke?
I don't know. I need a hint, or I'll pass the baton.
Oh. Well, I can't.
They're get famous that. For a racehorse. I mean, a
yeah,
racetrack.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know this.
All right. You say it. Go ahead.
Kentucky.
Kentucky Wildcat.
Yep.
Art, is it Kentucky?
I believe so.
It was the Lobo, Laura.
He
was a New Mexico Lobo?
New Mexico Lobo, 3 years.
I told you he went to Kentucky.
Here's the interesting story about Donovan Dent. Anybody that followed college basketball in UCLA last year, the first 25, 30 games, he was horrible. He wasn't very good. The last six or seven, he was fantastic. Triple-double in the Big Ten tournament. He 10 assists, no turnovers every game. It was unbelievable. He says he's retired. He's not playing. But with the new rule that the NCAA passed this week, 5 years of eligibility, this guy might say, Donovan Dent might say, I want to go back to UCLA for my fifth year. He did not redshirt. He played 3 years in New Mexico, 1 year at UCLA.
I got a year of eligibility, Fred.
Yeah, maybe you can.
I'm coming back. I'm going to be a toe puncher kicker.
Laura,
I'll be the first 70-year-old, 128-year-old kicker in college football.
Laura, let me ask you a question as an attorney.
Kickers, you know.
Let me ask you a question as an attorney. Okay.
We're not athletes. Laura.
They passed the new rule this week. Five years of eligibility and only 5 years of eligibility. Do you think there'll be a lot of lawsuits from players like Donovan Dent trying to get that fifth year, or does it just start now? Laura, what do you think legally?
Well, I think whenever there's a dispute, hopefully it ends up in court as opposed to in the brawl in the back room.
Spoken like a true lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, the rules are in such flux right now. I mean, either any time there's going to be a rule change, there's going to be challenges to it, you know.
All right.
Mondami said that he's not into this Supreme Court ruling deal. He's not going to follow it. So what do rules really last for in this society anymore?
All right, we're going to come back and talk to Rob Ware, 7 Swings at 7, and a whole lot more on Sports Overnight.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos and stylish shoes to his favorite cologne and cool tech, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This summer, the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich and pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite. It's bright, it's bubbly, it's back.
The honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Hi, Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes, that's
that's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car.
Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change.
Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba.
Again, we don't need the specifics.
Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted 2 lessons.
Okay.
But she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America, and Rob Ware with us. He's written a lot of books. This one, Seven Swings at Seven, Mickey Mantle, Legend and Victim of American Culture. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we are in the same age generation. Bottom line, you started following Mickey. In fact, you were born the year that Mickey joined the New York Yankees. This book is sort of a psychological look at one of the great players in the history of baseball. Talk about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I idolized Mickey as a child. He couldn't do any wrong. And then you get older and you start to look into things. You go to college, you learn how to analyze things. And then as an adult, you look back and you say, whoa, Mickey had a lot of faults. He's not, and that's one of the things, the legend and the title is Legend and Victim, because I think, if you look at what's going on in sports today, Mickey Mantle was kind of the predecessor of that. He was sort of the guy who could do anything he wanted, could have any woman that he wanted, and he wanted quite a few. He could get drunk as a skunk and, sit in the dugout and people would cover for him and everything. But he was also, he had this side where it was surprising. He wasn't a racist, and that is really remarkable for white guys, white sports stars in his era.
From Oklahoma in Missouri, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, kid from Oklahoma, probably never saw a black person. He was alleged to have made some kind of remark about a black kid when he was really young, like 12 or something like that. But I don't think there were any black people in Commerce, Oklahoma. So, he really learned. He learned a lot in terms of racial dynamics.
Rob, let's talk about something you wrote about in the book, Seven Swings at Seven. You wrote about Jim Bouton's book, Ball Four. In that book, Jim Bouton talked about Elston Howard, the first black player for the Yankees. And in that book, basically, Jim Bouton said that Elston was close to an Uncle Tom, and because of that, Mickey Mantle took offense with Jim Bouton. Talk about that.
Yeah, he did. And by the way, Jim also told me when he was alive, he said, one thing you got to know is that Mickey Mantle didn't have a racist bone in his body. Okay. But that was a big debate, in the late 60s and so forth. What did you have to do to prove your civil rights cred? Now, Willie Mays didn't do an awful lot either, and Mickey and Willie were really close. Where's it written that you have to do something really dynamic to not be considered an Uncle Tom? That's always an argument. It's a big argument today. Kids argue about. People will grab the term activist and they'll just wear it like a crown, right? But what do they actually do? And that's a problem, I think. There were players who were really active. Larry Doby was pretty active, for example. But if you look at some of the greats, they were. Why do we expect baseball players to be politicians? And Elston, I think, Elston certainly saw racism close up, particularly when we went to spring training in Florida. And, Mantle and some of the other guys would eat with Elston in the bus. So, Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I never met Elston Howard. I liked Elston Howard, and I never met him, so I can't comment on what his personal beliefs were. But I know it was a big thing. You know, lots of people were accused of being Uncle Tom, and I don't think so. I think Elston, you know, I talked to Pumpsy Green, by the way, before he passed away, and Pumpsy was accused of being an Uncle Tom too. But he did have, you know, he did stuff in the background.
He was the first Red Sox black player
for the Boston Red Sox.
Under Tom Yawkey?
Yeah, for Tom Yawkey. Yeah.
1959. Art, you're on with Rob Ware. You're on with Rob Ware.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, growing up, I really enjoyed Mickey Mantle was my all-time hero. I got to see him play in 1964. I was 7 years old at Yankee Stadium, and he hit a home run down the old 296 right field line. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is the concept of athletes with clay feet, okay? And, you know, we put on pedestals, and we want them to be something special. Yep. And in reality, you know, most of the great superstars from Babe Ruth, you can go back into football, Charlie Connerly's, you know, Bobby Lane's, I think the pressure that gets on these guys to really succeed, I think it has a lot to do with it. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that and how we hold them to a higher standard or don't hold them to a higher standard.
Yeah. Well, America worships celebrity, doesn't it? and then we get really, really, you know, it just dominates the news cycle these days. And that has a lot to do with the changes in journalism. The new journalism changed it from let's hide their faults to let's blow it up on the cover of everything that we can get our hands on. And so then when somebody says, oh, I can't believe that this singer did that or this player did that and so forth. And I think, you know, baseball players, and Mickey Mantle certainly would exemplify this too. It's not like they come into the sport having studied, you know, ethics, American history.
A lot of them never even went to college. I mean, they were drafted out of high school in the old days.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to ask them on political natures and talk about things of that nature is a completely different foreign subject.
Yeah. I think we have a different breed of athlete today. You know, some of the athletes have made big spills about race and other things like other issues in American culture. Boy, the women are starting to get involved in it too. I've had fascinating conversations between the parallels between Mickey Mantle and the WNBA, which you wouldn't think there were parallels, but there were. But, you know, they're athletes. That's what they do. They're out there because they do something that probably every one of us broadcast wished that we could do. Now, what is the cost of doing that? You know, Mickey Mantle started swinging bats when he was like 3 or 4 years old, and he had to hit left-handed, which he hated to do, because. You know, one of his, I think it was, I think his father was right-handed and his uncle was left-handed. I may have that reversed. But, you know, that's how they get there. You know, we talk about 10,000 hours, that's to master something. And I once had a quick conversation with Yo-Yo Ma at Tanglewood. And I said, did you learn to play the cello in 10,000 hours? He said, no, much longer, much longer.
Laura, swings at seven. Laura, you're on with Rob Ware, seven swings at seven. Take it away, Laura.
Well, you know, it's interesting about athletes and activism, because I think there, if you look in history, there have been some moments that activism by athletes has been really important, like the Olympic athletes that raised their fists. And, of course, Jesse Owens, you know, winning in Germany in 1936, and then the kneel downs in the NFL. It seems like baseball, you know, I've always thought of baseball as being really the last professional sports where they really are kids playing an adult game. I mean, it's or adults playing a kid's game, however you want to do it. But the much more, I mean, professional football players and basketball players are much more adult, in my view anyway, than baseball players. They sort of maintain their, you know, childlike, you know, passion for the game. But I wonder if you, do you think that there is a place for athletes and activism to kind of, you know, push the country forward?
Well, sure. Look at what LeBron James has done. And I think actually one of the things I wish that professional athletes would do is put some money into cultivating younger players and younger people and spending more time with them. But yeah, there's a big place for it because they have a platform. You know, if you're a star athlete, you could walk up that podium and say just about anything. As long as it was clean.
I mean, they almost have an obligation in a way because of their sort of exalted celebrity status, in my view. Yeah.
You've got players making $50 million and putting it back into the community, building little league fields or boys clubs. That's something that's essential for the future.
Yeah. Jeff Reardon built a ballpark in Dalton, Mass for kids. And good for him. Good for him. That's not the way things are trending. You know, what's trending right now is that little league fields and so forth are being turned into pickleball courts.
Yeah. Mark, you're on with Rob Ware. You got about 30 seconds. Quickly, Mark.
Rob, real fast, and I'm going to make it pretty simple. When I look at sports, I can't help but two guys that play prominent roles in the success of their organizations. The 79 Pirates, Willie Stargell passing out the Stargell stars, getting everybody to buy into that. And Magic Johnson coming out of Michigan State to resurrect Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the last years and single-handedly turn Philly on its ear. We don't see a lot of that today.
No, I think, I'm not exactly sure why that is. I think it's because, again, these guys, let's face it, sports stars today are commodities. And you don't want to jeopardize that too much. You know, most guys parse their words, you know, the famous scene in the movies, skip my brain right now, the Kevin Costner movie, where the catcher is telling the pitcher how to talk to the media.
Field of dreams.
Field of dreams, right.
It's a brilliant scene because it's absolutely spot on, you know. You could look at it this way. You could look at it cold-heartedly and say, you know, got basketball players making $50 million a year. You got baseball players making, if Shohei Ohtani's making $70 million a year. And why should you jeopardize that? You know, you can set up a foundation after you're done, and which is what a lot of people do. It's sad, but I think,
Rob Ware. Great book, Seven Swings at Seven. Mickey Mantle, one of my heroes, too, growing up. Rob Ware, Summer Game Books, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Rob, thank you for appearing very much on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you.
Awesome. Really enjoyed it.
Great guy. Yeah,
please. All right, please, more everybody. Right after this on Sports Overnight America. Right.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, everybody, we're back on Sports Overnight America. You can email us, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. I'd like to thank Rob Ware of Summer Game Books, Seven Swings at Seven, Mickey Mantle, legend and victim of American culture. Mickey Mantle, one of my heroes growing up also, picked up the book, Amazon.com, major bookstores around the country. And, of course, Amazon.com has all the books all the time. All right, let's talk about something that I emailed to the three of you earlier today or yesterday. Wimbledon, ESPN is not going to show all the matches on ESPN. You have to have ESPN Unlimited. Now on DirecTV, you can spend, I think, $14 a month like I do. You get all the channels, fine. But other companies, unlike DirecTV, you now have to go out and spend a $20 extra bill per month to get ESPN Unlimited. Laura, what do you think about ESPN basically locking a lot of people out? Greed, greed, and more greed. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the ESPN Unlimited is really expensive. I think it's actually $30 a month, which is a lot of money, $30 a month.
Well, they have ESPN Plus and ESPN Unlimited.
Yeah. ESPN Plus last year had all the matches, which I loved watching because you could pick and choose what match, and then you got the BBC feed, which was much more enjoyable to watch than the chatterboxes, McEnroe, and but if now unlimited, you're saying DirecTV, you have unlimited if you have all the ESPN channels.
I pay $14 a month for every sports channel on DirecTV. I get the unlimited with that $14 a month. So I indicated to you, you're lucky because you have DirecTV. It only costs you $14 a month.
I'm gonna have to look into that.
You get it. You get everything.
I don't know if I have that package, but I will.
But other companies, but I don't know if Spectrum and the rest of them have that same deal with DirecTV. I'm spending $300 a month, so DirecTV is not exactly being easy on me. So bottom line, I don't know what's going on. Art, so much is happening in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. The draft this week in the NBA, the draft, the baseball changes as far as the owners are concerned. In your mind, Art, in 30 seconds, biggest story of the week?
Well, I think it's actually the odds changing on Texas Tech and the Red Raiders. Brendan Sorsby and the Red Raiders were 8-1 to win the national title. Now they're 24-1. So you're telling me that quarterback was that good, and then he tries to go to the NFL draft, and they drop the supplemental draft. I've never seen anything quite like that. But that, and I also want to send out some get-well wishes to Chrissy Everett. who has, you know, she's got the return of the ovarian cancer, and I love her, and I've always been a big fan of hers.
I met her 30 years ago at FNN Score. I was the program director, and we talked for like a half hour before her appearance.
Beautiful lady.
Wonderful lady, nice lady. All right, for Mark, for Laura, for Mario, for Art, stay tuned for much more all night long of Sports Overnight America.